Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Next week, my best friend, other than my wife, that is, he's from the early 70s, will be visiting, and I just can't wait. This is the friend I go to stay with every year for spring training in Arizona. Last time we saw each other was the day before they declared spring baseball would cease because of COVID-19. Well, we got to go to one game before the lights went out in Arizona, specifically the Giants versus the Rangers in Surprise, Arizona. Another one of our good friends who lives in Scottsdale came to join us. Now, us were a group of three guys, members of VISTA, or Volunteers in Service to America. Well, I think I've talked about this a year that I participated in President Kennedy and Johnson's War on Poverty. I was captivated as a youth by the charisma of JFK, who said, "Ask not what your country can do for you. Well, you know the rest." VISTA was an experience of a lifetime everyone should have, or not. These were my most incredibly liberal days. When you're face-to-face with poverty, crime, and lack of education, somebody has to take the blame. And in this case, it was a $10 million a year community action agency that we were assigned to in Columbus, Ohio. Now today, that'd be a $70 million budget by today's standards. What we saw, and that was approximately 20 VISTA members assigned to Columbus, was a waste of money being spent on programs and salaries that didn't move the dial at the least bit. Long story short, upon our year's end, headed back to our home cities, we declared to the leaders of VISTA that no VISTA should ever be sent to Columbus, Ohio until the agency got their act together. Years later now, going our separate ways, we both got married, and of course the war in Vietnam ended, and everything became a line between conservatives and liberals. Now, all that said, and back to my friend, we'll call him Chuck, he took a more liberal point of view, working in a field much related to his VISTA experience. I, on the other hand, got into business, and my political view had to be defined as conservative. So there you have it, two friends sitting side by side on March 11th, 2020, watching the Giants game, having a beer, and just having fun together. Oh yeah, we get back to the house and we'll have a discussion about politics, but it never, ever got out of hand. And we disagreed wholeheartedly on some things and not so on others. When we came to the impasses, we agreed to disagree and threw another one back. That's what good friends are all about. Those that I see squabbling and ending years of friendship, well, I guess they're not really friends at all. A side note. Chuck and I will be seeing our first baseball game since 2020 next Friday. Crabs versus the West Coast Kings, and most definitely throwing one back. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.